whether I think that Sharon should be on the board or shouldn't be on the board, whether I think she's the best person in the entire world or the worst person in the entire world, I think that in at least my reading of my emails that I've gotten, that the discussion on this was scheduled for, I think it said, a closed session on March 12th. So I think that we're probably not in, again, this is, whatever that word is, not whether I would vote for or against or what I think about the charges. I think that once something is noticed on March 12th, I would assume that we would give both sides time to prepare their statements and should deal with this on March 12th as it was noticed.
I need to clarify that. That is incorrect. What the communication said, and I did include our directors on that communication and our officers, so you did get a copy of that, right? What that said is, should the Pacific National Board overrule my... Excuse me, let me finish. Because I'm sharing this communication to the whole board for the first time since Ms. Virgo brought it up. So I just need to clarify that for the whole board. Thank you. What that communication said was that should the Pacific National Board overrule my ruling and the ruling of the KPFK local station board that Sharon Brown is ineligible to be a member of the local station board, at that time, therefore, I have scheduled a meeting for March 12th to provide Ms. Brown with the adequate notice that we will be having a closed session on that matter if and only if the Pacific National Board overrules my ruling. Now, we have a motion on the table. It has been seconded to challenge the chair's ruling. I'm going to ask that we have a roll call vote. If Mr. Secretary, if you could do that for us. Thank you. I'm sorry. We have two for, two against. Thank you very much. Are you going to be for or against? Let's take the name.
Your motion, Jamie?
No, it's not my motion. It's for the challenge.
I've got a very short thing to say. I think you got to let Sharon make her case. Yeah. If we're going to discuss this, she deserves to make her case.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're taking two for, two against. Ms. Vice Chair, can you take down the two names for and against?
Point of order.
Yes.
If somebody on this board would like to cede their time to Ms. Brown, I think that might be appropriate for Robert's rules.
I give my time to Ms. Brown.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you, Fernando. Okay.
That's one.
So recognize.
And Fernando, you don't have to do that.
Duly noted.
You need to speak. We have time. Oh, we don't have discussion on this.
Okay, is there anyone for who would like to speak for in favor of the chair's ruling?
I'll speak.
Okay, we have one for, one against.
Apparently, Ms. Brown does not want my.
Okay, would you like to be a second person against?
I'll take your time. I'll take it.
Mr. Rice? Mr. Rice would like to be the second person against. Thank you, Brother Adam. Okay. We need one more for. Ms. Grace Aaron? Okay.
Point of information, how long do we have to speak?
I would give it 5 minutes total.
So per speaker, what's the time?
So let's give 2 minutes each. Okay. So that'll be 2, 4, 6, 8. Let's schedule 10 minutes for this section.
Okay.
We're going to try to keep it for 2 minutes each.
Ms. Brown will take my time.
2 minutes each per speaker.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Who would like to go first?
Of course I would.
Okay.
First off.
Okay, here, use the microphone.
Oh, I have nothing either. First off, I'd like to recognize that I am. Does this one not work? First off, I would like to recognize that I am currently a member of this board.
Wait for the mic.
Now it's on.
Okay.
That I am presently a member of this board, having served as chair of this board for 2016, which I was honored and thankful to have been able to be in that position as well. I'm not quite sure what the charges that are being levied against me are. So that's the first thing. In this country, everyone, is afforded due process. Over the course of the past several weeks, I've received several emails from Jamie Gomez in regards to his position. At some point, I was actually terminated from the board. At other points, he was going to have a hearing. At other points, he sent me a letter asking me for my recommendation. There was various emails when he indicated that he was in communication with me and that we were in agreement in regards to my position on the board, which was blatantly untrue. So, in light of that, I received a letter. The most recent letter that I received from Mr. Gomez, I believe, is dated February 6th. He indicated that I would be having, I guess, what I would call an arraignment on March 12th. So in light of that, I'm not really prepared to do anything here today but say that we are a democracy here, that I should be afforded due process, and that to move forward and try to remove me from this board based on what bylaws, a chair does not unilaterally get to make any decisions. All decisions are made by the board, and that decision has not been made. So Mr. Gomez is out of order procedurally in many aspects of what's happening here. Thank you.
Well, he's been manipulated by you.
Okay, Ken, Aaron?
Okay,
point of order. But before we move forward, I do want to know the charges that are being brought, levied against me before we even move forward with any conversation. What charges are being levied against me?
Charges.
Okay. I'm calling them charges.
Okay. Excuse me, local station board. Let the chair answer Ms. Brown. Okay. So as stated earlier, you have been found ineligible to be a board member per Article 4, Section 2A of the Pacifica Bylaws Eligibility. Thank you. Just give me a chance. Thank you. Any listener, sponsor, member in good standing, except radio station management personnel or foundation management personnel or staff members, may be nominated for the position of listener sponsor delegate for the foundation radio station, which he is affiliated by the signatures of 15 listener sponsor members in good standing who are also affiliated with that radio station. Provided, however, that no person who holds any elected or appointed public office at any level of government, federal, state, or local, or is a candidate for such office, shall be eligible for election to the position of delegate. A delegate shall be deemed to have resigned the position of delegate if he becomes a candidate for public office or accepts a political appointment during his or her term as a delegate. The restriction shall not apply to civil service employment by governmental agencies. That is the bylaw which you have violated by maintaining your role on the Los Angeles County Small Business Commission, having been appointed by Supervisor Sheila Kuhl in January of 2015, and having served on said commission for the years of 2015, 2016, and as of January 2017, the notice of the meeting for the Small County Small Business Commission continues to show you as a member of that commission. So therefore, your membership on that commission made you ineligible to be a member of this body for the past year for which you served as chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for that interpretation, your interpretation.
You're welcome. Mr. Aaron.
Okay, thank you. I want to recognize that Sharon Brown has contributed a lot to this committee as a chair. She's been very effective, and I'm very sad to have found out that she's not eligible. And this is not a personal thing. It's a question of the bylaws. and has read. And I just, when I heard about this, I checked on the Small Business Administration, and I checked the bylaws, and it was very clear. And I went and looked at Mrs. Brown's statement when she was a candidate and what she read here. I reviewed it because it was recorded when she applied for the PNB, and she did not declare that she was on the Small Business Commission, which to me is deceptive, I'm sorry to say, because she was aware of it, and she signed a pledge or a document when she applied to be on the LSB stating that she was not an appointed political appointment. Now, I just want to say two things on that. Politics is politics. If you are appointed by a politician, there are certain unstated obligations. You are on the track of political recognition. And also, there are like over 35 commissions in the city of L.A. and another 40 in the county and more in the state. We cannot, Pacifica, cannot evaluate all of the positions on all those commissions to determine whether or not they are influential or what significance they have. This is a clear-cut ruling. If you have a political appointment, you cannot be on the LSB or the PNB, whether it's elected or appointed. And I just want to point out, if I could ask Fernando to explain how he got on the Pacifica National Board years ago, when he, because he was appointed because he filled in when we removed Maria Armudian for the same reason, because she was on the Environmental Commission.
That's not true. I know every member of the board.
Thank you, Mr. Aaron. We have our local station board member, Adam Rice, is up next. Adam, if you would like to speak.
Let Grace go. I'd like to...
No, we go back.
No, we do one against, one for.
Okay. So, everybody who knew Sharon was on this commission when she ran in 2015, raise your hand. Dorothy, raise your hand, because she was your vice president at the Progressive Democrat, at the Progressive Democrats of the Santa Monica Mountain, and I believe you sent me an email glowing about Sharon's qualifications. I find it impossible that Grace Aaron and Jan Goodman and Dorothy Reich, as smart as they are, were not aware of this. But beyond that, the position that Sharon holds has already been legally defined in Pacifica, an advisory position, an appointed advisory position with no direct political power, has already been defined in court with Dan Siegel, if people don't remember that one. So, laugh all you want, but the fact is, Siegel took it to a circuit court and got a judgment that he was allowed to remain on the board. Secondly, we are a committee of the National Board. The National Board would serve as the executive body for Pacifica. Now, this matter is currently in front of the National Board. We do not have a right to do anything that would undermine or make decisions for that board as a committee. According to Robert's Rules, which, I mean, y'all told me to study, I think you need to read the book. So we don't have the right to take Sharon off of here because that would automatically disqualify her for the PNB, and that question is currently in front of the PNB. So this entire proceeding is out of process, and the chair is not allowed to make decisions outside of the meeting. So Jamie's continued emails to the PNB declaring that Sharon was off this board, we're out of process as well. This entire proceeding is out of process.
Thank you, Adam.
And by the way, Jamie, you did not in this letter state that
if the PNB rules, what you said was, however, as you may wish to challenge any decision regarding your removal from the KPFK local station board, I am scheduling a closed session of the KPFK LSB on March 12, 2017 at 10:30 a.m. at the Peace Center. You may fully explain your position to the KPFK local station board at that time. You do not in this letter state that if the PNB overrules me, we can do it then. You do not state that she will be removed from the board before then. So you misspoke your own letter, my brother. So what is going on? This, you talk about this is not political. This is all political.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Can I be recognized, Chair?
Adam, you had your say. Stop.
Facts are bad here. My fault. Blame Trump's America. That's right.
You are.
This entire thing.
Point of order.
Facts.
Point of order. Thank you, Adam.
Just a point of order.
Yes.
I'd like to note this one of the board members is being disruptive of the proceedings here.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey. Excuse me, everybody in this room.
Do we have a sergeant of arms removed?
I just want to say one thing, that when I said I would run for this board, everybody I knew told me I was out of my mind. And I'm saying that now because I find this really discouraging. I am not taking a position right now. I'm not saying anything about the content, but I'm finding the behavior going on in this room and the divisiveness, and I don't know what people were laughing at because I'm new, so I don't know what was funny. But I don't see anything funny about this, and I don't see any real respect going on in this room. And I just felt the need to say that. We're trying to create a different world. We're trying to have a station that gives a different vision of how we can all live together. So we need to sort of model that in here.
Thank you, Sabina.
Thank you, Sabina.
We had both sides' comments. Are we done with this second?
No, we had so far two and one. Ms. Grace Aaron is up next for...
Well, Sharon spoke also.
Yeah, Sharon, Adam, and Ken spoke. Grace has not spoken yet.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes. So okay. Grace has the floor.
Okay. The first thing, this is very clear in the bylaws. If somebody is on a a politically appointed office or commission, they are automatically removed from the LSB. That disqualifies them. Now, for instance, if one of us dies, obviously it's the chair's responsibility to inform the next alternate that they're going to be seated at the upcoming LSB meeting. This is a similar situation. It's a disqualifying act. Now, the next thing is the national board is not senior to the delegates of the local board. The delegates' assembly of the local board is senior to the national board. It is an incorrect interpretation last year of the national board that the local station board is junior to the national board. It is not. The delegates' assembly elects the members of the national board and in that way is senior to the national board. So the national board cannot legally disrupt the actions of the delegates here in choosing who is going to be seated on the national board. That is a legal point. The next thing is, I was the chair of the local station board, I think it was in 2006. And at that time, one of my allies on my faction, Maria Armudian, was on our LSB and on the national board. She accepted an appointment to a Los Angeles Environmental Commission. As chair, I ruled that she had effectively resigned her position by taking that commission.
1 second.
And Fernando Velasquez here replaced her on the national board.
That's
what happened. I can bring the minutes
in. I've never been part of the national board.
Time.
Okay. You got your facts wrong, lady.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, excuse me. Let's not have crosstalk. Excuse me from the audience. Thank you. Let's not have crosstalk. I am going to second Ms. Virgo's wishes that we try to maintain a certain amount of decorum here. Thank you. Ms. Virgo?
How
do you allow violence? Shall we move on? Well, moving on means to moving on to acting on this, and I, again, want to say that I will, is it all right if I read this, because...
Sure.
Well, it's not a question of time. It's a question of what the official notification was, which is why I made my original point that I think that this should be dealt with on the 12th. because what I received says, and it's what Jamie said, no person who holds an elected or appointed, it says that. And then it says, however, at this time you're deemed to have resigned. And what it says is, if, however, the Pacifica National Boards decides to overrule my determination, it's blah, 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 the following bylaws may also be invoked to remove you. And then it quotes bylaws. But none of the bylaws that are quoted in here, in my reading, and, you know, I'm not perfect, I could be wrong, says that this is not happening on March 12th. So on process, again, I just think that we should deal with this on March 12th.
Point of order.
Okay. Hold on. So what this says, and because you didn't read it verbatim, you kind of went over it, blah, 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 so I want to give it verbatim. Noted, but I think this is an important enough situation that we need to make sure that the record is correct. So at this time, Sharon Brown is deemed resigned from the KPFK local station board, as noted according to the bylaws, Article 4, Section 2A, which was previously noted. If, however, the Pacifica National Board decides to overrule my determination as to Sharon Brown's eligibility, which they have not done yet. If they decide to overrule my determination as to Sharon Brown's eligibility as a member of the local station board, then we may incur the following bylaws on March 12th.
Point of information.
Point of order. I'd like to call the question.
I want to know where in the bylaws it allows the chair to remove someone. Where in the bylaws
does it
allow the chair to remove a member, a delegate, or a member? Where in the bylaws does it say that?
The challenge has been made by you, Mr. Rice. You do not have the floor, Ms. Brown. You are no longer a member of this body. Okay. The bylaws decided it.
I call the question.
The question has been called. Mr. Secretary, a roll call vote has been requested.
Point of information.
There was no motion put forward. What is the deal here?
Point of order.
No,
you're out of order.
You
are the
How
one
can you call a question
ruling.
If there hasn't been
you
a motion?
You challenged my ruling. We are voting on the challenge. We are voting on the challenge. The body is voting on the challenge.
So, make sure I understand this properly.
Okay.
If you are voting for...
They use the microphone.
To uphold the ruling of the chair or not?
What is the motion, please?
All right. The motion, I
understand... It's the challenge. So if you're voting yes to the challenge...
If you're voting yes to the challenge, then that is a yes to overrule the chair. If you vote a no to the challenge, because the challenge is on the floor.
The motion is, shall the ruling of the chair be sustained, yes or no?
Shall the ruling of the
chair be sustained?
Which is it? Shall the ruling of the chair be sustained, yes or no?
Shall the ruling of the chair be sustained, yes or no? Okay. The ruling is that Sharon Brown is ineligible to be a member of this body and is therefore deemed resigned.
But in the bylaws, you quote in here, Jamie, it says there has
You're
to be...
You're out of order, Mr. Parliamentarian.
Exactly.
You're
I'm
out of order. You're out of order.
You guys don't yet again.
You're out of order. We are
position.
In the middle of a vote. You're out of order.
This is not a vote on what?
You're out of order.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I
am corrected by the body.
Everything's a hush.
Thank you, Ms. Virgo. So the motion is to sustain the ruling of the chair. A yes means that we shall sustain my ruling. A no means that my ruling is not being sustained by this body. Does anyone need further clarification on that? Okay, out of order. Thank you.
Hey,
So, okay, thank you, sir. Since it is my ruling at this point, I am going to turn it over to our vice chair.
Okay, everybody. God damn, everybody. I guess that's my ruling. All right. All right, we're going to take a vote.
Voice vote?
We're going to take a hand vote.
About voice vote.
Is that we take a roll? Oh, a roll call vote. Okay, I don't know these things, so don't jump all over me. I just don't know.
Give it to Mike. Let him take the vote.
Okay. Okay, we're doing a
roll call.
Thank you for the please. Okay, we're doing a roll call vote.
Okay, I'm going to call each person's name. If you vote to say yes, that means that you are sustaining Jamie's ruling and voting that the bylaws will be enforced. If you vote no, that means you disagree with Jamie's ruling and think there is a need to overturn the bylaws or the interpretation.
Yeah, exactly.
Interpretation of the bylaws. Okay, so Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Kenneth Aaron?
Yes.
Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Roberta Eidman?
Yes.
Stephen Franz? Absent. Jamie Gomez?
Yes.
Jan Goodman?
Absent.
Ricardo Hernandez?
No.
Steve Kaiser?
Okay.
I was asked to repeat the answers as they...
You didn't finish yet.
Okay. All right, let me finish. All right. Okay. Maggie LaPeak?
Yes.
Yes. Allie Lexa?
Yes.
Yes. Barbara Marbach?
Yes.
Yes. Reza Poor?
No.
No. Leslie Radford? Not here. Not here. Sorry. Dorothy Reich?
Yes.
Myla Reason?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes from Dorothy, yes from Myla. Adam Rice?
No.
No. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Yes. Paul Song?
Absent.
Fernando Velasquez?
No, because this is illegal.
Please note,
no.
Part of the record.
Sabina Virgo?
I abstain. I don't think the vote should have been taken today. That's why I abstain.
Lisa Wong?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Let me count these. So we have... we have, I think, three abstentions, one, two, three, four no's, and
yes.
12.
11 yes.
I have 12.
Let me count again.
The majority of those present.
Yes, I stand corrected. 12 yeses.
So.
Ruling
ruling of the board of chairs is changed.
Since I am currently chairing, since it was Jamie's resolution.
Four no, three abstain.
The motion of the chair is deemed to have passed.
Sustained.
Thank you, Ms. Virgo. At this point in the agenda, we are going to be seating our new board member, Ismael Parra.
Ismael, Sonny?
Because of the vacancy created by Sharon Brown.
Excuse me, I just want to, I mean, at what point are we going to talk about excused absences? Because a number of people did ask for excused absences, and it hasn't been noted yet.
Okay. I have Jan Goodman, Doug Kriegel, and Paul Song have excused absences.
And Steve Kaiser, Stephen Franz, he told me that he had mentioned it to you personally.
That is correct. That was a while back, but you're right, he did. So, and also Stephen Franz. We have those four excused absences. Is anyone opposed to excusing them, or shall we excuse them by consensus as normal?
Who is the fourth?
Stephen Franz.
All right, so let me
Paul Song,
all right,
Jan Goodman, and okay. Doug Kriegel. So,
I also have Fernando Velasquez.
He's here.
Okay. He was not here when we called.
Okay.
I will mark him as present.
Okay, thank you. So that's been taken care of.
Radford is excused.
Leslie Radford.
She's the gentleman. She'll be here later, man.
She's an ex officio member, like as yourself. Right. That's okay. Yes, Grace. Use the microphone, please.
I'd like to welcome Ishmael Parra and ask him to stand up and join us on the board, as you had mentioned earlier. You are now a member of this board.
I would also like Mr. Putwell, please be seated.
Thank you for your consideration.
It is not up in the air, Mr. Kaiser. It's my ruling.
Well, what's March 12th meeting?
Yeah, isn't there a hearing on March 12th? Hold on.
This is my ruling. There will.
That was your ruling. Thank
yeah,
you
this is my ruling.
But you also ruled that there would be a meeting on March 12th, Jamie.
Okay.
That's a valid.
We will go into closed session if Sharon would like to address us on March 12th, Ms. Brown. You're welcome to attend the March 12th meeting to address us should you desire.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome. Okay, I would like at this time to ask Mr. Parra I'd like to welcome Ishmael Parra and perhaps give us a few words.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
As our new member, so that we can welcome you appropriately.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry that it has to be in such a contentious way that this is happening. Given the fact that we have a situation now in our government that is trying in every way possible to close down any voices of dissension, any media that tends to say anything other than what comes directly from that government. So I'm sorry that this seating is carried out in this way, especially when we've seen millions of people in the streets recently in acts of solidarity and unity with each other because of the attacks that are coming down and the attacks that will continue to come down. And I hope that the March 12th meeting will shed more light on this and that it will be a way to create a unity that our communities need, a unity that is needed here on this station board in order to provide voices of unity to our communities, which are going to be and are already being devastated. I speak very clearly because I live in a Hispanic community and people are already being deported. There's already talk of undoing the questions of Social Security. I am retired, so that also affects me personally. And so I hope that I will be able to contribute here to create the unity that is needed, and also to continue from what I have understood, to continue the positive contributions from the board member that I am replacing. Thank you.
Thank you, Ismael. At this point on the agenda, we would like to discuss setting the time and date for future meetings. We had decided at our last meeting to make this meeting on the second Sunday of each month. I have already made notice that we are going to have our March meeting on, of course, subject to the ruling of this body, that our next meeting will be on the second Sunday in March, March 12th. Is anyone opposed to us meeting regularly on the second Sunday of each month at 10:30? If no one is, then going forward, unless for extenuating circumstances such as holidays or other, which would be discussed beforehand, going forward, we'll be meeting on the second Sunday of each month for our local station board at 10:30 a.m. And if the Peace Center is available for that, then we'll try to arrange it here. Thank you. Next on the agenda is approval of the January 8th, 2017. I think that Steve Kaiser and Ms. Virgo have already agreed to be timekeepers.
Can I make a quick comment on that?
Use the microphone, please, Mr. Kaiser.
Okay. If we would meet here for 4 hours, that's 240 minutes. The chair and the secretary and the general manager is going to need at least 40 of those minutes. That leaves 200 minutes for the rest of us. You divide that by 40 people, that means 5 minutes each. Please be crisp with what you say. Get to the point. Don't talk until you've got a couple of sentences to bring it out in. If somebody else can say and do better than you, please let them do that. Because everybody sits here and listens to you until you get done talking. So please control yourself. Keep to your 5 minutes and be fair to everybody else. Thank you.
Thank you for your input, Mr. Kaiser. May we, next on the agenda is to approve the... Next on the agenda is approval of the January 8th, 2017 LSB minutes.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Anyone opposed? Hearing no opposition. I'm sorry, was that an
opposition? No, my brother, I would have said louder.
Okay. Okay. Hearing no opposition, minutes for January 8th, 2017 have been approved. Next on the agenda is approval of the proposed agenda, which everyone has received a copy of. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda?
Mr. Chair, I just the general manager had told us she was going to be late, and I just wonder if we can make sure that on the agenda we move her time to whenever she arrives.
Okay. Yeah, she's pretty much near the end of the agenda already. Thank you. Mr. Lexa?
As in approving the minutes, I just wanted to thank Mr. Adler for sending those minutes out. They were concise and useful.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes? Second?
Second.
Okay. Any objection? Hearing no objections, the minutes for the LSB meeting are approved. I'm sorry, not the minutes, the agenda. Okay. Set time certain to recess for delegates assembly, which we're practically just right there. Maybe 11:30?
If we have no other business, so why don't we just set the time as immediate?
Okay. Okay. Well, we need to set time certain to adjourn the LSB also.
Okay. So I propose we set time certain for delegate assembly at 11:30.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. Set time certain to adjourn LSB.
It's 11:24 now. We have 15 minutes to have a comment on the agenda.
No, we don't. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so can we set... Would you like to make a friendly amendment to set it for 11:45?
I'd like to make a friendly amendment to set it for 15 minutes from now, which would be 11:45.
Okay. Any objections?
No one seconded.
Seconded. Anyone? Any objections? Okay, hearing none. 11:45, time certain. To recess for Delegates Assembly. Time certain to adjourn for the LSB?
1:30, the latest.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Well, I move for 2:30. I guess it's 4 hours.
Public comment.
Okay. Do you have a substitute motion?
Yeah, I'd like to move to set a time certain to 2:30.
Okay, any objection? Do I hear a second for 2:30?
I'll second you.
Okay, we have a second for 2:30.
Assuming
that if we get done earlier, we'll adjourn.
Which has never happened in history.
Okay. Is anyone opposed to the 2:30 time certain to end?
I do.
Okay. Well, we're going to take time up discussing that.
30 seconds. I recommend that stick with a 1:30, and if we need to, we can add time. But to extend it to 2:30, then regress back, it's...
Okay, do we need to have a vote on that? We need to have a vote on 2:30 because it wasn't by consensus.
Point of information. My question is, if we were to follow Van Sorter's suggestion of 1:30, would it require 2/3 of the body to extend time?
Yes.
Yes.
So we have a motion for 2:30.
So we have a motion for 2:30 on the floor. All those in favor of adjourning at 2:30?
Did Monsor make an amendment?
Yeah, but it's
no.
We're taking
the substitute motion.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
For 2:30.
For 2:30, raise your hands high.
What's the legal 1:15?
For 2:30. This is
at earlier if we get done earlier.
Earlier if we get done.
Yeah.
All those opposed?
And Minister, behind you.
Yes. I got it. So for 2:30 we have 8. For opposed we have 3.
Abstention.
Okay.
Seven
extensions. Okay. Time certain has been set at 2:30. Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Can I say, President, I have to leave early because there's a meeting downtown to talk to our Democratic National Committee representative to get them to vote for delegates.
Noted. Thank you, Ms. Wright. Okay. We now have the opportunity for public comments. So, public, if you can please speak in the microphone and line up over there behind Mr. John.
Thank you. This is Black History Month. That's why I wore this shirt.
We have a timekeeper.
I like to recite a poem by Maya Angelou.
So you're warning. 2 minutes each.
1 minute. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trot me in the dirt. In the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you behest with gloom? Because I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room? Just like the moon and the sun, with the certainty of ties. Just like hopes springing high, still I'll rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard, because I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness. But still, like air, I'll rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the hurt of history's shame, I rise. Up from the past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean, leaping in wide, rolling and swelling, I bear in the tide, leaving behind night's tremor and fear, I rise. I'm a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, I rise. So, my question to you all is, will you rise?
Jamie, point of order. We moved months ago to make this 70 seconds each, and now you're saying that on the governance committee they extended it to 120 seconds?